Hello there, my friend. My name is Summer Geronimo, and I want to congratulate you on downloading this audio track, The Top Social Media Marketing Techniques to Get You Hot Prospects. We are in a day and age where if you are not marketing your business on Facebook, if you're not using social media, you are missing the boat. Whether you're a realtor, whether you have a print shop, whether you're a fellow network marketer, whatever the case may be, social media is an incredible platform to help get you in front of more prospects. Now, there's a lot of ways that people have done it over the years. Some people do it amazingly, and some people, they just do it. Let's just say that. A little on myself. I'm a fellow network marketer, been in this space and working with my current company for 3.5 years, have put together a multiple six-figure income and have helped 16 other people in our organization do the exact same thing. So I'm sharing with you things that I've personally done and that you can apply very simply in your business starting as soon as today. So let's go ahead and get started. First of all, I'm gonna lay a little bit of the groundwork, okay? You gotta understand the thinking, the philosophy behind doing what we do, okay? So when people go on Facebook, when people go on social media, they are going there to do exactly that. They are going there to be social. They are not going there to see what is for sale. They are not going there to buy something. So one of the common mistakes that I see people make is they literally pitch their friends, okay? They're promoting their product, their service. They have their website link in there. And people just, that's not why they're on social media. So if that's you, note to sender, that is not how we're going to grow your business. I'm going to give you 3 specific things on what you can do to grow your business, and then we're going to get into a little bit of the groundwork on how you can actually apply it. So the number one top way to actually be building your business is, of course, not by pitching your audience, but rather by adding value. Okay, what on earth is adding value? Basically, you want to be posting things on there. If you're doing it on your personal page, you're mixing it in with personal stuff, right? Because it's social. You don't want to be all business all the time. But if you can add value to your potential prospects, your potential buyers, your target market on something that they would have an interest in. So for example, let's say you are in the health and wellness space. And so what are the big things people suffer from nowadays? Maybe they suffer from lack of energy. Maybe they suffer from, having issues with being overweight. Maybe they, you have people that are in the health world and it's all about, the latest smoothies or, try this fantastic drink or, hey, I drank this and had more energy than ever before or, things of that nature. You want to be sharing content. You want to be sharing something that could be beneficial to that person that they themselves will not view as a sales pitch, right? Think of yourself more as a teacher or a coach or an expert in that area of whatever your product or service is that you're wanting to share with people versus, buy my product. Okay, so it's a very different mindset. The second thing is videos, okay? Facebook has introduced live stream over the past couple of months, so it's very hot, it's very new. If you are doing this, you are one of the few that is doing this, okay? So you're really gonna collect a lot of attention. Now, what are you sharing in those videos? Again, something that's going to add value to your audience, okay? And the last thing we're gonna talk about is attraction marketing, okay? Now, if you are a realtor, if you own a print shop, if you are a chiropractor, I'm going to tell you right now, this does not apply to you. However, if you are a network marketer, one of the things that I would encourage you to do is to attract people to you by having them be curious because you're adding so much value versus saying, I'm with XYZ company, buy my product. Okay, so what is the difference? Okay, if you are in network marketing, if you're in any business, it's very easy for somebody to go online, go Google your company and you know, see bad reviews about it, right? So you want to be aware of that. I mean, people can Google Disneyland and see bad reviews. So I'm sure you have a fantastic company, a fantastic product that you're representing. Let's just share the information with people the right way by you personally being able to connect with them versus getting a Google review on something negative about your company or your product or your service. So these three things in particular, okay? We talked about adding value by sharing posts that are, you know, advice, tips, things that they would have an interest in, doing live video stream, and doing attraction marketing, which is basically where you're sharing these things, but you're really, you're using the curiosity factor, right? You're not, you know, whacking your prospects over the head on Facebook with your company or your product or service. You're rather being so great that they can't ignore you, right? You're attracting people to you, and then it causes people to say, oh my goodness, you know, wow, you look fantastic. I see you've lost some weight, or wow, it looks like you were just in Spain. What were you doing over there? Or, you know, whatever. You're attracting people to you because you're showing something that's cool, that's interesting, that piques their interest, right? Versus just being very, bulldozing them with your company and your product, okay? So when we think about how we're gonna market this, when we think about, okay, great. So I wanna add some value, perhaps do, you know, a Facebook Live, you know, do attraction marketing where I'm sharing good stuff, but I'm not really getting up in their face about my product or my company. How on earth do I do that? So if you are sitting someplace, I would recommend you bust out a yellow notepad and start taking some notes on these three areas, okay? Number one is you want to identify, you know, who do you want to attract to you, right? Who's your target market? If you have a travel business, right? So maybe your target market is obviously, you know, people within a certain age group, right? They have to be old enough to travel. They probably need to have some discretionary income. You know, you want to be thinking about that. If you're in health and wellness, who's your target market, right? Do you have an energy product? Do you have an anti-aging product? Are you a chiropractor? And really, you know, anybody with a spine will do. You know, think about who do you want to buy your product or service? Who are you looking for? Then the second thing you want to think about is, okay, great. I have my target market. Okay, this is somebody that is between 35 and 65. You know, they make X amount of income and, you know, they are in this part of the country. Okay. Now you want to think about, now that you have your target market down, what would matter to them? What is important to that person? What do they care about, right? Is their health a problem, or they want to take a trip? Do they have energy issues? What is important to them? If you can speak to what is important to your target market, like what would pique their interest, what matters to them, then obviously you have their attention. And then the third part is you want to think about, how can you add value? You know, what would be something that they would care about, and how can you deliver in a way that they would enjoy it, right? That it would turn some heads. Because if you are going to post, hey, this is my three new smoothies and here's how you can make them, or whatever it is you're posting on, if you can post something to where it's going to catch their attention, it's going to add value, it's going to be something important to them, then here is the last part. Here is the best part. And this is how you're actually going to get your prospects, okay? What you will find is that when you be so good that they can't ignore you, right? You add value, you help them with an issue that they have, you help them overcome an obstacle, that people will reach out to you, okay? People are gonna like your post, they're gonna comment on your post, they're gonna share your post. If you get interactive with them and you're doing a Facebook Live, they'll, you know, comment to you, they'll say stuff to you. That's your opportunity to basically, you know, get back with them. So what do I do, and what have I seen done on these three things? So you're gonna add value by posting different things, by doing live video stream, and basically by attracting people to you because you have something that they want, right? So you get comments, you get shares, you get thumbs up. Okay, those, my friends, are prospects. So now you have somebody. It could be somebody that you went to school with, you know, many, many years ago, and you haven't talked to them for forever. It could be someone that, honestly, you really don't know who this person is, but somehow you're friends on Facebook, right? It may be a whole variety of people that you bump into. So now that you've put incredible content out, they've commented, they put a thumbs up, or they even shared your information, shared your post, this is the time when you know that they're interested in what you have. And this is the time when you can reach out to them. So everything, you know, if you're already talking to people on Facebook, then what I usually like to do is if someone thumbs up my post, if someone comments on it, if someone does any kind of interaction with me on something where I added value out there in the marketplace, then I will private message them. And I'll say, hey, thanks for liking my post, or hey, thanks for commenting my post. Thanks for sharing my video. Great to hear from you. It's been a long time. And I'll just start up a conversation. And usually what you'll find is that the reason that they liked your post, commented, or shared is because they have an interest in what it is that you're doing. So you have an open door. You have a person that's interested in what you got. Now all you got to do is share it with them. So there you have it. Those are my top social media marketing techniques to get you hot prospects. Take it, use it, apply it. You can start putting this into practice today, right here, right now. Jump on your Facebook, jump on your social media, and start doing the things that add value. One other little tip. You know, one of the things that I have learned is that it's not sharing necessarily so much what people need, but it's sharing what people want. Wants and needs are totally different. So remember, you want to be sharing what people want to hear more about. And in the process of drawing them in, you can help give them what they actually need. So take these tips, apply them, start using them. You can get started, you know, in the right here and the right now. Jump on your social media and put these things into practice. Now, if you have an organization and you have a team of people and you would like to pass this on, you feel that it's added so much value to you, and you want your organization doing these things as well, definitely feel free to share the info. They can go to summergeronimo.com and get this free audio download as well. The other thing is, if there is anything else that I can help you with, if you'd like to connect up personally, best way to do that is to go ahead and email me at summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, just like the season, at summergeronimo.com. So it's S-U-M-M-E-R-J-E-R-O-N-I-M-O.com. And look forward to talking with you, hearing your story, and seeing if there's any areas that I can help you push the envelope and go to the next level in your business. So that is all for now. I look forward to catching you on future audio trainings, videos, live trainings that we do, and look forward to seeing you there. And so take care, be blessed, and until next time.